Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, guys. This is Bridget Falcone, Intercom Houston. Ion Houston interview with Andrea Brooks, who is our community outreach director for the Terry Fox Run Houston, part of the Terry Fox Foundation, and Steve Wardlaw, who is the organization liaison for Baylor College of Cancer. Yeah. So
glad
how are
to
you
be
guys?
Here, Bridget. Thanks for inviting us over.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just wanted to go ahead and get this out to the people of Houston about your amazing organization. I previously had not heard of it, but now after reading up, finding out the information, I am absolutely hooked. So I want the city of Houston to feel the same exact way that I do. I wanted just a quick history of the organization. Steve, if you would like to go ahead and give a little bit of origin and history behind the background.
Right. So this is actually the 40th year that Terry Fox has been in existence. It all goes back to 1980 when a young man up in Canada who had lost a leg to cancer 3 years previously and had been fitted with a prosthetic decided that he wanted to raise money and awareness for cancer. And came up with this audacious idea to start from Eastern Canada in Newfoundland and run all the way across the country on a very primitive prosthetic. Unfortunately for Terry, he did very well. He was running the equivalent of a marathon a day for days on end.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can imagine that this is with a gimpy gait. I don't think any of us would do more than a couple of miles before we say the heck with this.
Even a couple miles.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. So remarkable. And he got partway across the country and had a relapse and unfortunately passed away about a year later.
Wow.
So ever since then, the Terry Fox Foundation has been organizing a series of runs and walks in his legacy, in his honor, mostly within Canada, but around the world as well.
Around the world. So this is a global company. And
it is.
I believe that I read it. 60 countries actually partake in this organization. That is incredible, the outreach that y'all have. With, you know, genuinely the whole entire world. So how many times has this event actually taken place in Houston?
This is the 6th annual run that we'll be having this year. It's an annual event and
awesome.
We raised about $100,000.
Wow. Well, outstanding to y'all. How did y'all get involved? I'll go ahead and start with you. How did you get involved?
I'm from Canada and I'm from Vancouver and Terry Fox grew up not far from Vancouver. And I remember in the 1980s when he set out on this run and how the country was watching.
Oh, you personally remember it?
I do.
Wow.
I do. And for that, it inspired me as it has inspired millions of Canadians. He is a true hero in Canada.
Wow, that is incredible. And Steve, how did you get involved?
Yeah, in my case, oddly enough, I've run, Terry Fox runs in many countries around the world, but not in Canada, actually. So I used to live in Lima, Peru and ran there, and then over in Singapore, I ran over there and came back here to Houston. And as it happens, the fellow who organized the event, I'm going to do a reach out to you, Jack Gray, if you're listening. He was the organizer in Singapore and also moved to Houston and wanted to get the event started here. So
it's a small world, isn't it?
As Andrea says, that was back in 2015. And Jack is now up in Canada again and doing Terry Fox events up there now.
Wow. So y'all got hooked for different reasons, but
that's
both
exactly
of y'all got
right.
hooked because this is such an outstanding organization. So actually, I read that this is the largest combined for the entire organization foundation. This is the largest one-day fundraiser for cancer research. Talk a little bit about that, because being number one, the largest, is really astounding.
Yes, that's right. We about 9,000 communities in Canada host a Terry Fox run, and through donations all across in Canada, the U.S., and across the world, we have raised over $750 million.
Wow.
Some of this is from corporate donations as well, companies that wish to sponsor our organization, so that we ensure that 100% of participation fees and donations can go to cancer research.
That is incredible.
Yeah, we should point out, though, I mean, this is following on the wishes of Terry Fox. It's really a very grassroots kind of thing. So a lot of these are quite small events, small towns, small cities. And although we do encourage corporate participation, it's under the rules of the organization, we're not actually even allowed to have sort of official sponsors.
So unlike foundations nowadays.
Exactly.
I mean, it's all about the corporate. It's all about how many names, how many logos you can put
exactly.
on the back of a T-shirt.
And
that is...
Right. So if you were... If your audience could see our T-shirts now, there's not a single reference.
I attest, there's
to,
none
to any corporate sponsors. So it does actually cause a challenge to us to actually reach out and get the mm-hmm. the awareness and the name recognition and so on. And therefore, we're so grateful to be able to talk to you.
Right, absolutely. Well, what isn't hard isn't worth it. You know, what isn't difficult isn't worth it.
There you go.
So I wanted to see about other ways that people can get involved outside of the runs, outside of the community runs that you'll have. What are other ways that people can get involved into this organization?
In Houston, we have various fundraisers throughout the year. One is a Grey Cup party, which is like the Super Bowl of Canada. We hold it at the Maple Leaf Pub, where you see a lot of Canadians gathering around.
That's the hockey pub of Houston.
Thank you.
So if football's not your cup of tea, we also have a Tea for Terry, which is held at the St. Regis Hotel, as we sip tea and raise funds for cancer research. That's a lovely event. And we also have a wine tasting.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Yeah, we will go ahead and put this on our Facebook page under Eye on Houston, so that whenever these new events come up, we'll be able to tell the public about these events and they can get involved. This is the part that always draws me to organizations and foundations. What benefits or stories have you personally seen through the Terry Fox Run? Whether it be personal, whether it be something that you heard, whether it be, you know, actually seeing the, you know, amount of funds that you raised through hard work. What benefits have you seen through being a part of this amazing organization?
I started in this organization in Houston about in 2015 at the time of our first run, and have been working every year. And one of my neighbors about 2 years ago was diagnosed with cancer, and she battled the cancer, and fortunately it's in remission now. But she so graciously came to one of our events to speak as a cancer survivor. So we, at our events, we like to have cancer survivors speak, and we like to give them a red T-shirt, red Terry Fox T-shirt, which is given to cancer survivors who embody Terry Fox's spirit.
Spirit, his no-quit attitude, his determination. That's amazing. So it's a different T-shirt than the regular T-shirt that everybody else will be in. I love that. I love being able to recognize those amazing souls and getting to, you know, praise them for, you know, the time and everything. Steve, if you wanted to go ahead and give some benefits that you have found through being a part of this organization.
Well, one of the big benefits for me was meeting Andrea through the committee. And now we are together. We worked together for several years.
A modern day love story, Houston.
It,
do you hear that?
Yes, indeed.
Volunteer, you'll find love.
There you go. That's right. Good recipe for that. The funds that we do raise for this, the Terry Fox organization up in Canada is the one who accepts the applications, and they always try to invest locally as much as possible. So the money that we raise here does go back into the medical research community here in Houston. So our beneficiary, the Baylor College of Medicine, specifically the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Center, DLDCCC for short, which always makes me think of Roman numerals from your school days and figure out what that number would be. But so we have right now an application in place for funding from for research funding from our from last year's event, which relates to targeting proteins. Now I've going to stumble here because it's a very medical thing.
Right, absolutely.
But it's basically, there's certain influence development of breast cancer tissue.
Okay.
And there's a certain protein that is involved in that, and it's targeting that protein. So that's where we hope to see that in, that funding go to.
That is amazing. This is a very organized organization, a very organized foundation, because, I mean, the fact that they come back to Houston, you know, they know that, okay, these funds are raised in Houston.
Right.
We're going to give back to Houston.
Exactly.
Houston gave to us. We're going to give back to them.
Exactly.
I think that is incredible. It shows really what this, what the makeup of this organization is. I think that it is just incredibly refreshing to see just a little bit of good in a world where you seem to only hear about bad. You turn on the news, it's bad. This foundation really resonates well and shows that there is good in the world. People can do good. I think that there is a lot of fulfillment in volunteering and being a part of this organization. Andrea, I'll start with you personally. How do you feel that fulfillment by volunteering and being a part of this movement?
Thank you for asking me that. One thing Terry Fox said was the answer is to help others. And for me, that's a very important part of why I volunteer with this organization, because I want to help others.
That's incredible.
And he also, Terry Fox also said, it's got to go on without me. So we need organizations to continue the work.
Mm-hmm. And people and organizations and just continuing his legacy.
Exactly.
Yes. I love, very well spoken. Mm. And Steve, how about you?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we can all relate in some way to, we have friends or family or whoever have been colleagues at work, perhaps, who have been affected in some manner by cancer. And one of the things I like about this organization is it's not actually directed to a particular kind of cancer. It's a very broad broad net that it throws out there. And I think that's terrific. And they just accept the best applications that come in from the beneficiaries and provide funding for that. Certainly, I've had personal experience, not myself personally, but through family that and it's very fulfilling to me to be able to give back and
to be a part of that.
To be a part of that and try to find the solutions and cures for all these different cancers. And there are tremendous advances going on. All you have to do is dip your toe in the water and see what some of the developments have been out there and the survival rates that have been increasing for so many different kinds
it's
of cancers.
It's only up from here. It's only up for, like, the light. We can see the light, and it's, you know, coming very
absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely.
I think that the same fulfillment kind of resonates with the contestants who actually are partaking in these events, in these races, and the people, obviously volunteers like yourself. What do you feel people feel whenever they are running this race? You know, y'all have both run in the race. Explain from a contestant standpoint how this race gives you fulfillment.
Well, it's just fabulous to see so many people come out, families, people coming to run, walk, push a stroller, people bring their dogs. Many of the participants are Canadians or people who have lived in Canada.
Oh, yes.
Or people who are interested in Canada. The Canadian consulate comes out and we have so many flags. We sing the national anthem of Canada and the United States. And it just really sometimes makes me feel very choked up to see that amount of spirit to the cause of Terry Fox and to see the community coming together. It's like a small Canadian festival.
In Houston, Texas, as far as we could possibly get to it.
Yeah.
And Steve, as a contestant, how do you reach that fulfillment? Or what fulfillment do you feel?
Yeah, very similar, I think, to what Andrea was just saying. There's always, I think, any of us, when we can feel that we're actively doing something that
makes
is a bit of a sacrifice to us, a bit of a work involved. You know, you may be a runner who's never run 10K before, but if you actually go out there and do it, accomplish it, it's a personal accomplishment for yourself, but it's in such a good cause. And I think that's what draws me to this kind of event.
I love the way you put that because nobody likes running.
There are some weirdos
out there who really
love running, but.
Runs are so common right now, you know, especially for, you know, events, charities, runs are what we do now. But I think this one really packs a punch because this is actually what Terry Fox was doing. And he had that no quit attitude, you know, amputated leg due to cancer, but that wasn't going to make, he wasn't going to quit. He was going to be the humanitarian that Canada needed and show them don't ever quit. And I think that that's another thing that this.
If I may, this is one of the most amazing stories about the whole Terry Fox organization is, when Terry Fox started running across the country in 1980 with his prosthetic, I mean, many people are now familiar with the Blade Runner and have seen this. And I mean, these guys, credit to them, they're amazing. They you would never think that they were, you know, had a handicap. That was not the case for Terry. He had this very primitive prosthetic and he had the only way, he sort of had to do a hop, skip, and a jump just to move, like, you know.
I encourage everybody to go and look at video, actually.
If you check the video, it's like you can't imagine how this guy did it. And the endurance and the conditioning and the determination to do what he did. And the pain it caused him to have to quit this thing halfway through when he got across halfway to his destination. So he very definitely personifies those admirable characters.
Absolutely. So I want to actually talk about Terry Fox Run Houston. It is coming up this Sunday, March 1st.
Yes.
And the race is actually going to take place at 8 o'clock a.m., correct?
Yeah.
Flag off at 8:30.
Flag off. Okay, wonderful. So yeah, like warm up and stuff starts at 8. Let's go ahead and give everybody the details. Let's give Houston the details. So the time, we're going to be flag off at 8 o'clock. Place.
The place is Studi Park in the Heights.
Okay.
At Studi Community Center.
I've been there, actually. It's amazing.
Really?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
The run will be along the bayou. It's a very pretty trail, and people can
good bird watching opportunities, herons, egrets, hawks.
Yes. We got a bird guy.
Wildlife, you'll see.
Okay, awesome. Wonderful. And so anybody is welcome. You said dogs, you know, families, children, strollers.
Yes.
So it's absolutely for the entire family. And I would like to note a big part of this is it is 100% free, correct?
That's right.
And
a $30 donation to the organization will get a t-shirt, which is a very nice Terry Fox t-shirt.
They are amazing, guys. I'm looking at them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, to register, where would people go?
Yeah, people can just come to Studi Park if they haven't pre-registered. That's okay. We can register you right on the spot.
Wonderful.
Or go to terryfoxrunhouston.com and you can register there.
And that web address is actually where they will find future event information as well. Or where can they find future event information?
Probably the best place is on the Facebook page.
Terry
Fox Run Houston.
Terry Fox Run Houston Facebook page. And that will have all future events and all information if you want to get more informed on things. All right, this is Bridget Falcone for Eye on Houston with Intercom Houston. I just want to thank Andrea Brooks and Steve Wardlaw for coming out here and talking to us about your amazing organization, your amazing movement. And I really encourage Houston to be a part of this. It is absolutely outstanding. You want to feel this fulfillment. We'll see you guys at Studi Park.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.